This is KUNC. Colorado is on the cusp of this summer's West Nile season. The virus is spread by mosquitoes that feed on infected birds. Last year, there were over 2,000 human cases nationwide, and 8 people died in Colorado. At the Centers for Disease Control Lab in Fort Collins, scientists are trying to combat West Nile and other vector-borne diseases like Zika. KUNC's Jackie Fortier spoke with current CDC Director Dr. Ann Schuchat about their work.
What's the biggest challenge facing the CDC?
There are many threats that are important for us to consider, but the threat that is always present is an influenza pandemic. We know that something like Ebola or Zika or the opioid epidemic that we have in the country are very difficult, but the issue with influenza pandemics is that they can very rapidly cause catastrophic levels of illness and death. It's not a question of if we'll have a pandemic of influenza. We will definitely have more pandemics. And those really require a huge, huge response from CDC and our public health partners.
What's the research that's going on here? It's kind of a well-kept secret that there is a CDC lab in Fort Collins.
West Nile virus was new to the Americas in 1999, and Fort Collins did an extraordinary job of getting ahead of that, really learning quickly what we needed to know about it. We know how to stop the outbreaks. We have to have surveillance. We have to have mosquito control. Every year we have quite a large number of serious cases of West Nile virus. So we do want people to use repellent and realize they're at risk even here in Colorado. And we want to continue the surveillance and the vector control so that we can stop the outbreaks when they start.
What's the CDC's position on the best way to control mosquito populations? A lot of people especially don't like spraying down their streets.
You know, the tools that we have for mosquito control are imperfect. The Culex mosquito is easier to control than the Aedes aegypti mosquito, Culex for the West Nile, Aedes aegypti for Zika. I know lots of women and men have questions about the environmental effects of some of these spraying methods. We think it's very important to get good data on what benefits and risks are and for communities to be engaged in those decisions. But most of the tools that we have can control the Culex mosquitoes that we have. Here in Fort Collins, they've developed an assay to test for insecticide resistance, which can help us know locally in your neighborhood, you know, will the chemicals that are being suggested actually work? Mm-hmm. For mosquito control, one of the challenges right now is scale. If it's a large geographic area, our tools are more limited, and they do often involve spraying, and we want to make sure that whatever we're spraying with is safe and that it will also be effective based on the resistance patterns.
What are some of the new research or innovations that's being developed here in Fort Collins to control the mosquito populations so that we don't necessarily have to do spraying in the future?
The Fort Collins and Puerto Rico experts have developed some traps that may be quite promising for mosquito control, probably kind of labor intensive. There's research going on into a new, perhaps more environmentally friendly insect repellent and potentially insecticide called Nootkatone that investigators here have been working on. And there's also really interesting research on novel methods like Wolbachia bacteria that can infect mosquitoes and make them less vulnerable to different viruses, and on genetically modified mosquitoes, which are also a promising tool. But we know that communities need to be ready for those innovations, and we need to study whether they work well.
That was Dr. Ann Schuchat, Acting Director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. We spoke at the agency's Vector-Borne Diseases Lab in Fort Collins about their ongoing research on diseases like West Nile and Zika. For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.